Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he teaches on faith that gives glory to God. Get back to the basics of faith, be strong in it, and know without a doubt that God can do what he has promised.
Tonight, let's open our Bibles, first of all, to Romans chapter 4, and we'll start reading with the 17th verse. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. Make a note about that. If you haven't already underlined it, do so. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. Now, let's go to Genesis, please. Chapter 17, look at the fourth verse. As for me, well, let's read down from the first verse. I really like this. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Whoa, what a wake up that would be. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, now I want you to notice, this is a very, very important, it's a very telling statement. It shows us something about God. Was Abram seeking God, trying to get a covenant with him? No. I don't know whether he knew he even needed one. God was seeking a man with which to make covenant. God is always seeking people, seeking somebody that'll covenant with him, seeking somebody that'll take him at his word. Hallelujah. He's a covenant-making God. If he wasn't a covenant-making God, we'd all go to hell. We wouldn't have a chance without his covenants. Amen. I really like that. In fact, this really does. As for me, behold, he said, as for me, look, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. The literal meaning of Abram is exalted father. The meaning of Abraham is father of a multitude. So, God said, I have made you. I have made you the father of many nations. Praise God. Now, I want to talk to you tonight about faith that gives glory to God. Let's go back over there once more to the fourth chapter of Romans, and let's look at this again. These two places of Scripture are just some of my very favorites. Let's back up now to the 16th verse. Therefore, it is of faith. Say, it is of faith.
It is of faith.
That it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Well, I would say he's the father of many nations, wouldn't you? Amen. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him or like him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet, or he didn't consider either, the deadness of Sarah's womb, and it wasn't dead because she's over 90, and she never had been able to have children in her whole life. So this is a lifelong thing with them. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Now listen, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. So what is being strong in faith? Being strong in faith is giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that he's able to do what he promised. Amen. All right. Faith that gives glory to God believes what God has already said and what he has already done. God said to him, I have made you the father of many nations. I have made you. Not I'm going to make you. If you do a certain thing and this and that, I'm going to. No, that's not what he said. I have made you the father of many nations. Now think about this. The faith that gives glory to God considers not the circumstance or the symptoms. You won't find anywhere in the Bible where it said, and I am going to put your sickness and diseases on Jesus and he's going to bear them away. You won't find that. You'll find where it says, I have put the sickness and disease on him. He bore your sins in his own body on the tree. I have already done that. I have already put that in motion. That's not a promise to heal. There's no promise in that. That's a Bible fact. That has already been done. So, I'm coming down here. I need to get down here where I can talk to you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, believing what God has already done and already said, the basic fundamentals of faith are so simple, you have to have help to misunderstand it. Most of that help comes from preachers. I'm sad to say, being one of us, but I do my best not to confuse it. Amen. It's this simple. What God has already said and what God has already done, you believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth, then you act like it's true. That's faith. Believing what God has already said and what God has already done gives glory to God. The centurion gave great honor and respect to God and to Jesus when he said, "You speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." Jesus said, "I hadn't found this great of faith in Israel." Israel should have had that kind of faith. But he wasn't surrounded with it. That included the 12 that were standing there behind him. And this guy's a Roman. Where did he get that? Well, I could go into some things that I don't want to take time to do right now, but he was part, this Roman was part of a good synagogue. That's right. Yep. He built that synagogue. Yeah, that's right. Jairus was leader of that synagogue. Mm-hmm. As a good synagogue. Amen. It wasn't hostile to Jesus. This all happened right there in Jesus' hometown of Capernaum. And that was the synagogue in Capernaum where Jairus was leader of the synagogue. And this Jairus is the same man that fell at Jesus' feet and said and besought him greatly that my little daughter lieth sick to death. Come, I pray thee, lay your hands on her and she will live. And if you track it, you want to have some fun? Get your concordance and look up Capernaum, Jesus' hometown. And then look up all the scriptures about Capernaum and where Jesus was in and out of Capernaum. And every time it says they went to Capernaum, you write out there, home. He went home. Oh, that's fun. You find some things that are startling, stunning. Jairus' house was right there, very close proximity, could have been next door to Jesus' house and headquarters. Oh, yeah. And if you track it, look at it, and in each of the Gospels where it talks about raising that girl up, he left Jairus' house and went to the house. And the two blind men followed him home. Followed him right into his own house. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Amen. And he ministered to them in his house. He ministered to Jairus' daughter in Jairus' house and went immediately from there to his house. That's funny. That's delicious. You know it? Hallelujah. Now, that centurion was part of that synagogue. Now, I don't know. The scripture doesn't tell us how many times Jesus preached in that synagogue. But that's hometown. I don't know. But I know several sermons that he preached next door in his house. Yeah. He preached about which is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, arise, take up your bed and walk. He preached that right there in the house, in his house. That place was so full. It was so full of people from, what? Read it. It says they came in there from everywhere. He wasn't in one of their synagogues. They came to his home to hear him. That's a different crowd. Anyway, I wanted you to see the honor and the glory that was given to God by honoring his word, by acting on that word. You just say it. You don't have to come to my house. I understand I'm a Gentile. I understand. You don't have any business coming to my house. You don't need to do that. Just say the word. He'll be all right. That's all you got to do. Faith in the word of God, requiring no other evidence. I'm going to say it again. Faith, you might put it like this. Faith in the power and absolute authority of the word of God, requiring no other evidence. That's enough for me. You said it, that's enough. That did it. I receive it, and from this point on, that's the answer. Now, let's look at this again. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. So now this tells us what weak faith is. Weak faith considers, gives the same reverence, or even more so, to the symptoms or the situation as you do what God's word says about it. Now, in the middle of that is where you run into the phrase, yeah, but. Yeah, but the doctor said. Yeah, but you just don't understand. Like one fellow, this is a long time ago. Jerry will probably remember this. We were in this prayer line, and I'm going along laying hands on different ones. And I started to lay hands on this man, and the Lord stopped me. He said, ask him if he's healed. Well, now, you know, that's kind of a funny thing to ask a guy that's in the prayer line. He's in the healing line. And you ask him if he's healed. I said, are you healed? No. He said, I got this thing right here. And he started describing whatever it was he had there on his side. And I heard the Lord say that. Just as plain. Ask him again, are you healed? He said, no. I said, the word of God says by his stripes you were healed. Yeah, I know it says that. Well, are you healed? No, I tell you, I got this thing right here. Well, now I'm into it, you know, and I really don't know what to do next. I mean, I got this thing opened up. Not, but I heard the Lord. The Lord just kept telling me. He said, ask him again. I said, the Bible said by his stripes you were healed. Yeah, I know it says that. I said, are you healed? No, I've got this. And he did this again. I said, well, then you never will be. Well, he bristled up when I said that. And I stood there for a second. And the Lord said, ask him again. And all the time I'm thinking, you know, I'm about to get slapped here. And I said, the Bible said, by his stripes ye were healed. He said, I know it says that. I said, well, are you healed? He said, no, I got this thing. And he went through that whole description again. Now, see, this thing on his side had more authority than 1 Peter 2:24. And what Jesus did at Calvary. And then, thank God, the Lord gave me what to say. I said, if I agree with you, you're going to keep that thing you've got on your side. If you will agree with the Bible, then you have God's word that you heal. Man, you could see the light come on. Yeah, he said. Praise God. Put your hand on me. I'll be healed. I laid hands on him and the power of God just knocked him sideways, brother. And he came up healed. But can you see where the struggle was? The symptoms, the situation, the problems was not glorifying God at all. But by giving this problem that he had, see, I don't remember now what it was. I just remember it was on his side right there. That had, boy, I'm telling you, that had his attention. That had authority in his life. Well, now, who's the author of this thing that's hurting him? Who's the author of this cancer or whatever this thing was that's on him? The devil. He's actually giving honor and glory to the lies of the devil. That thing on him is a lie against the truth. Amen. There is no truth in a cancer. Now, if I take the truth of God, put it in my heart, put it in my mouth, believe it with my heart and say it with my mouth and bring corresponding action on the scene, the truth would get rid of this fact.
You have a powerhouse of faith in your heart that the world needs you to release. When you turn your faith loose, not only will your life be changed, but everything and everyone you encounter.
I want you to understand something about the faith in the heart of a believer. I want you to understand something about the faith of Jesus that's burning in your bosom, burning to be fed, burning to be released. Glory to God, it has a fire in it. It has a fire in it. It has a fire in it.
Faith in the Heart of the Believer, a new CD by Kenneth Copeland, will help you receive the answers and outcomes that God promises you in His Word. Go beyond just confessing words into being fully persuaded by faith. Learn how to put faith into operation and help bring the resources, healing, and restoration you need. Be sure to request yours today. Turn your faith loose. Request your free CD by Kenneth Copeland, Faith in the Heart of the Believer. Call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org/TV special. See things change in your life as you tap into the power of God's love, the fuel of faith. Request your free CD today, Faith in the Heart of the Believer. Offer good for 60 days.
Real, genuine, authentic faith is a faith that gives God glory. And it's a faith that doesn't spend time considering all the circumstances around. Now think about that. Your faith can actually bring God glory. You want that. You want Him, like Jesus did, to marvel at your faith. Now, I realize while you were listening to this message today, maybe you started thinking about an area of your life where you've been focused on the circumstances. You've been focused on the situation perhaps more than you have been on the Word of God. What do you do about that? You make the choice today to change that. You find out what the Word of God has to say about what you're facing. And if you don't know what it says, then every time you start thinking about that situation, stop yourself, go to the Word, look for it, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. He wrote the book. He'll lead you in it. And then replace that thought with what the Word says and choose to think what God has said about it instead of what everybody else is saying about it. And I realize it's a big book. Okay, I get it. So if you need help with this or you need somebody to pray with you, would you call us? We have got a prayer line here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, staffed with people who are trained in the Word of God. They know how to pray in faith, and they want to encourage you. They want to be your faith buddy. They want to come alongside you and say, this is what God says about you. This is what He says about your situation, and this is the victory that belongs to you in Christ Jesus. So call us. We want to pray with you, and we want you to be one of the thousands of testimonies we're seeing come into this place all the time. And we give God glory for it. Amen. Now, on next Sunday's broadcast, I want you to be sure you tune in, because Brother Copeland's going to be teaching on how faith works by love. The good news is faith works. Faith works, but it works by love. Tune into this broadcast. You don't want to miss it. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
This is my preaching buddy for 50 years.
50 years.
50 years.
Man, we must have started when we was three.
And 2019 is going to be the biggest year ever. We're a team again. We're going to preach together all year long, 2019. And if you miss it, it's your fault. We want you to be there.
April 4th through 6th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2019 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, U.S. May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. June 6th through 8th, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. July 22nd through 27th, attend Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.